Welcome to The Business Strategist, the show that gives business owners and entrepreneurs game-changing business strategies that can be used in scaling and transforming a business. Sharing deep dive conversations with industry experts, thought leaders and clients facing real challenges and uphill struggles. Brought to you by business strategist, former elite athlete, international speaker and best-selling author, Adam Strong.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of The Business Strategist. And today, we're going to be talking a little bit about how the five ways that leaders can beat complacency. Now, you're probably thinking, okay, that's an interesting topic. And what's that all about, right? So let me give you some context about today's episode, because one thing, so over the last 6 to 12 months in particular, right, is that we've been having a lot of interviews and a lot of discovery calls with clients that want to scale up. But the big challenge for them is that they've got a nice little business going on, right? So I was speaking with a business owner about 2 weeks ago, actually. They had a lovely business. In fact, they were in the world of consulting, right? They were turning over around £200,000. So respectable amount of monthly reoccurring revenue. And they had the aspiration to scale the business. But for some particular reason, there was something that was holding them back. And it was that they were comfortable in what they were doing. They wanted to go somewhere. They wanted to move forwards and have those and achieve bigger things, but they were just really complacent in where they were, right? So they were just kind of stuck in their old ways, and they just felt like everything was just kind of tickety-boo. They didn't want to disrupt what they had. So that's the context of today's conversation, ladies and gents. And so if you're listening to me live, use the hashtag live, use the hashtag replay. If you're listening to this over on the podcast, of course, you can follow me over here on Apple or on Spotify, of course, or whatever podcast platform you prefer to listen into, of course. And to move forward, if you get to any value from today's conversations, one of the big things that we're doing right now is to create huge impact and getting this podcast out to as many people as we can, is we're heavily investing in different strategies to get the podcast out there. If you would like help us to achieve that goal, please do me a favor. Please buy me a cup of tea and a coffee, which you can use in the link below if you're listening to us on LinkedIn. If you're listening to this on the podcast, the link is below, okay? Donate what you can, much appreciated, and all of those good funds will go into investing in the podcast, of course, and, you know, getting the reach out and making a bigger impact. So thank you so much, by the way. So let's get into the gist of today's call, okay, which is all about how you can beat complacency in your business, all right? So let's go into part one, okay? What's the first thing that you need to do? The first thing that you need to do is you've got to cultivate a growth mindset. Now, let me give you some analogies around this. So there's a difference between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. So the fixed mindset of someone that's very complacent is someone that's very stuck in their ways, right? So if you are stuck in your ways, if you're very comfortable being in this kind of like box, if you like, and you have this mindset of, oh, that's just how we do things around here, that's the characteristics of a fixed mindset. Now, a growth mindset is very, very different, right? It is challenging, you know, it is challenging your thought processes. It is challenging your team to innovate, for example. And if you are part of incubators or accelerators, you know, they help really kind of disrupt and give you that high level of thinking. Now, I remember actually, this was probably going back, I don't know, probably a good 6 years ago, actually. I was drafted into a consultancy in Scandinavia, actually. And there was this kind of, so there was a, it was a small business turning over a respectable amount of revenue. They were in the software industry at the time. And so there was this kind of misalignment between the decision makers within the business, right? And so what I felt is that there was this kind of misalignment between what everyone wanted to, you know, what they thought where we were going as a company, right? But what I said to them, I said the best way to drive innovation, to create a growth mindset culture is to regularly schedule meetings, right, of innovation, right? So allow your team to be innovative. So once a week, I got this consultancy company just Monday morning, right, to brainstorm some innovative ideas, like get the whole team together and just kind of like basically just put it out there and put it on paper. That helps create growth mindset, right? But the other thing as well around creating a growth mindset is to learn from failure. Now, I don't believe in failure as much. What I believe is I believe in learning opportunities. What you have found, okay, what you have found that doesn't work. Does that make sense? There's no such thing as failure. There's always about learning windows of opportunity, okay? So if something doesn't work, it doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't work. It just means that you found a way that doesn't work, but there are always other ways in which can work. So we look at the example of when the light bulb was invented. Like it took him like Einstein 10,000 times, I believe, before he found a way for the light bulb to work, right? It's using the same analogy. So what are you doing to cultivate and create a growth mindset, okay? So that's first thing that you can do to beat complacency. So that's tip number one. Tip number two, okay, stick into a business strategy. Now, what I mean by that is, what is a business strategy? Well, a business strategy is an opportunity to be able to set aspirations, to set goals, to set intentions, but more around creating timelines along with metrics in place and things like that. Now, one of the things that what we do in our business when we work with clients is we help them to create what we call a one-page business blueprint, okay, which effectively how that looks like is it effectively helps them to outline, you know, their exit strategy or whatever their vision is for the next 10 to 15 years, their legacy, if you like, what things that they need in place, whether it be systems, whether it be people, what types of revenue they need to bring in, what culture they need to develop, what types of leaders they need to bring in, and then to reverse engineer the process, right? So being able to create a business strategy, right, that is consistently adapting to the economy, to the industry, right? So what we're seeing right now is we're seeing shifts within the economy. We're seeing shifts in consumer trends. We're seeing shifts in spending out there. So we're seeing some shifts. And so what you've got to do is you've then got to adapt, and you've got to adapt your business strategy according to certain trends within your industry. Okay. So, because otherwise, what tends to happen is that otherwise you're not proactive, you're reactive. Okay. So one of the things, and this is a great example, right? If we look at Blockbuster Video, right? The reason why they are no longer around is because they got complacent, right? They had the opportunity to sit down with Netflix and they completely ignored them, right? They were like, they completely decided that it wasn't, that they didn't believe in what Netflix had to offer in terms of collaboration, right? Now, look at Netflix now, right? They are thriving compared to Blockbuster, which are no longer around. So they got complacent, all right, because people's buying habits, has changed. Technology has changed. You know, the way that we see things, the way we watch movies has changed, right? And so this is a really great prime example of that. So it's to kind of think to yourself, you know, how can you reverse engineer the process? And so creating that one-page business blueprint just helps give you the edge, if that makes sense, right? So that's tip number two. Tip number three about how you can beat complacency is to embrace new technology. Now, I love this because now I want to kind of share, I wanted to praise a certain individual, Dan Priestley, who was one of my first mentors, actually, when I first got into the world of entrepreneurship. He was my first real mentor as such. And he picked up a really good point here. And I just want to elaborate a little bit more on what Dan was saying, which is kind of embracing new technologies. You know, so one of the things that probably about 9 months, 6 to 9 months, even pretty recently, actually, the surge of AI technology, right, is not going away. So ChatGPT came out, I believe, in around November 2022, if I'm not mistaken. And it started off as a bit of a, you know, as a bit of a kind of a playground, a bit of a trial. But now, you know, entrepreneurs and leaders are using it as a great tool to not only improve upon what they do, but effectively to make them and their team more efficient in how they do it. So one of the things that we're doing in our business right now is to create new ways in which they can use ChatGPT to make their work, to be better in what they do, right? And it's amazing. Like some of the results that we're using right now are just absolutely amazing, okay? So, you know, Dan actually talked about using ChatGPT as a free employee, right? And, you know, it's very, you can get, even the free version is really decent, but just embracing new technology is going to help you to create that edge over the market, over your competitors, all right? So you don't have to be a complete whiz to be fearful of technology, right? Embrace it. Okay, because it's there to help you more than anything else. I was very resistant at first, but now we've started to play around with it and we've now kind of moved it to the next level. You know, we were experimenting very much with ChatGPT, but now there are a lot more platforms out there which are just like will blow you away. So tip number four for you in terms of combating complacency is embracing technology, all right? Whether it be for systems or systemization, but just embracing technology to help your team to become more efficient and more streamlined. Help them to help you, right? So that's tip number three. Tip number four, okay? Create a culture of accountability and collaboration. Those are my two favorite words, by the way, ladies and gents. And if you are listening to me, by the way, if you're listening to me live, use the hashtag live, use the hashtag replay. But do me a favor, if anything is resonating from my conversations that we're having right now, please do me a favor, PLC, post, like, or comment on the comment section below. If you are listening to this on the podcast, feel free to drop me a message, whether it be or email, hello@adamstrong.net. That would be great. I'd love to hear from you. So going back to point number four, culture, creating a culture of accountability and collaboration. What do I mean by that? So if you want to kind of be better in what you do, make sure that people in your team have clearly defined roles and responsibilities. Okay, super important. But one of the other things that I found particularly useful is to promote open communication, right? So now you can do this through systemization. And so we use a variety of different systems that help people to stay accountable, whether it be a project management system, which could be something like Asana. It could be Trello, for example. We've actually just started to embrace a new piece of technology called Bootcamp, which sounds amazing. It's not like a fitness bootcamp, but literally it's a great way to help me and our partners to help us stay accountable towards our actions as well. So that's a great way of doing that. But it also gets rid of all the, it also helps us to become more efficient in what we do. So, you know, teamwork, systems, create that culture of accountability and collaboration, right? You know, making sure that you're aware of people's strengths and weaknesses, okay? One of the things that we do with a lot of our clients when we take them, when we go through the onboarding process, for example, and you can do this with your team as well, is to actually help them, is to get them to fill in what we call the e-colors, all right? So e-colors helps you to identify what type of personality they are and the communication style you can use with them. If you are of different personalities, if you're more direct, okay, and you have someone that isn't so direct, you need to be able to communicate to them in the style that is best suited to them to get the most out of them, all right? Because again, that helps to create this trust and understanding within your culture, if that makes sense. So I hope that is kind of making a bit of sense to you. And the last one, which is probably one of my favorite ones, okay, which is excellence. So what do I mean by excellence? So there are certain habits, for example, that help me to create this culture of excellence. Now, what does excellence mean to me? Excellence means being the best version of yourself, but always looking for what we call in sport, fine margin. So what is kind of the 1%, you know, what can you do each day to improve 1% every day? Now, imagine if you could improve the way that you were as a leader every day. Think of what would that would happen. What would that happen to your leadership? Think of what that would happen to your business, revenue, profits, culture. What would it do to you? What would it do to the business by the end of the year if you create this culture of excellence, all right? And one of the things that what I encourage you guys to do more than anything else is to create a journal, right? How can I be a better person? How can I be a better communicator? Why do I feel the way I feel? But also to write down why you made certain decisions during the day, for example, right? That, again, will help you to create this culture of excellence, right? The other thing that I kind of wrote down here as well is personal development. So one of the things that I encourage leaders do is to help their team, okay, and encourage them to develop themselves all the time, right? To learn. Because if you're not learning, you're dying, right? That's kind of my analogy, yeah? So personal development. One of the big things that I love to personally grow me is listen to audiobooks and podcasts. Those are the two mediums that I really find particularly useful from my context. So I hope that kind of helps shed some light. So let me give you a bit of a brief summary about what we talked about today. So we talked a little bit about, number one, we talked about the importance of creating a growth mindset, okay? I shared some examples about how you can challenge your team, about how you can drive innovation, but also I gave you an example of a company that we worked with and about how they drove innovation and ideas as well. That helps create more alignment and trust within the organization. Number two, sticking to a business strategy. I shared about the business blueprint and about what we do during our onboarding process when we work with clients, okay? Because again, having that business blueprint is going to help you to adapt to times, economic times, things that are happening in your industry, certain trends that you need to take into consideration. So having an active document that you can carry around with you, which is going to help you be more proactive rather than reactive, okay? Tip number three, embracing new technology. I talked a little bit about ChatGPT and what we're doing with ChatGPT, but I also shared about what Dan Preethi had said and kind of reinforcing what Dan was talking about, using technology as free employees. I love that. because again, that's going to help you. That's going to help you create again that kind of innovation and drive in moving the business forward. Number four, creating this culture of accountability and collaboration. So I shared about teamwork, having systems in place, and also kind of promoting open communication, whatever that looks like, and in certain ways. And the last thing is creating the a culture of excellence. And I shared with you guys about what I do to create this culture of excellence, but more importantly, how you learn and grow as an individual. So I hope this has been useful in terms of creating that kind of ideology about how to disrupt your thought process, but more about how you can beat complacency so that you can scale your business. All right. So if you're listening to this on the podcast, great, amazing. Feel free to reach out to me. Feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions. And if you are listening to us live on LinkedIn, then I would appreciate PLC, post like or comment in the comment section below, of course. And if you really got some value, feel free to buy me a tea, cup of tea and a biscuit, as they say in Britain, and help us to make a bigger impact and a bigger reach. Anyway, hope you're well. Thank you so much for listening in to today's show, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Take care. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to The Business Strategist with Adam Strong. Follow Adam on LinkedIn, YouTube, and adamstrong.net. Leave a review on Apple or Spotify.